broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in Sandy Springs, Georgia. It's time for Chamber Spotlight, brought to you by Corp Care, your employee assistance program partner, caring for them because we care about you. For more information, go to corpcareeap.com. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Chamber Spotlight Podcast, proudly sponsored by Corp Care EAP. I'm your host, Lola Okanola, and today we have an exciting lineup of guests representing diverse industries. A big thank you again to Corp Care EAP for supporting our community. Now let's jump into today's conversation. Meet my guest, Joanna Stanley of Century 21 Connect Realty and Cam of Social for Business. We're going to start with Joanna. Joanna, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to finally have you on.
Thank you, Lola. For me, it's a pleasure and it's an honor to be here. Honestly, I cannot believe I need somebody to pinch me because this is exciting. So, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, thank you. I've been wanting to talk to you. I think everyone wants to know about the real estate market. I mean, we hear there's so many realtors in town, but you do things a little differently. And I think, you know, you should share.
Yes. And that's usually come out to be a very hard question because it's like people is like, what do you do different? And honestly, in regards to business, there's nothing different I do because it's the same marketing, doing the same thing, filling out the same contract. But what will set me apart will be like always the heart for the community, the sense of community, being there for people, guide them, help them, and just, you know, getting to know them. I feel like that's the key to know what exactly they're looking for. How can I best help them? It's not making it all about me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my business and I'm doing this and doing that. No, it's just how can I help them and to find their home? So yeah, the market is a little bit crazy right now. You know, with the interest going up and the home market goes up. But, you know, we're coming into the season where, you know, people need to move. So it's picking up a little bit more.
Yeah, we are getting into summer. So summer, this is true. People move mostly in the summertime?
Yeah, because, I mean, there's a perfect time. The kids are out of school and they need to, you know, get the kids involved in the new school and stuff. So, we're getting, you know, Georgia's getting a lot of people that is relocating.
They're coming from out of state. Here.
Yes. Okay. And, you know, it's funny because for, you know, Georgia residents, what it's expensive for them, a home here, for them, it's just like, oh my God, this is so cheap, you know.
Where are they coming from?
Usually New York, LA.
Ah.
Which are those places that you can find a one-bedroom apartment or a studio for $1 million.
Right.
You know, you hear they can get a huge house. A decent house for, you know, $600,000 or something like that,
right.
Depending on the location, of course. But yeah, so we are, I mean, definitely focusing a lot with relocation. People that are coming from out of state. I find it very, very interesting how, you know, like for them, it's just easier just to get it. I mean, Georgia has so much potential and so much opportunities for them as well. That it's just easy for them to make the decision. You know, weather is amazing. So
I know we do have good weather. So do you have a particular target market? Like, is there, do you have a niche? Is there someone you're looking for in particular to help?
I do. I mean, my target audience, basically, you know, like the Latino community.
Okay.
You know, I'm a Hispanic. I'm original from Colombia. So I get very involved with them as well because, I mean, we have something in common.
Right.
So that makes it easier for me. Although, you know, like I'm able to help, you know, anybody that I build a relationship, anybody that trusts me, know me and wants to work with me, of course, I'm going to be more than happy and willing to help them as well. But yeah, I would say the Hispanic market, it's a big target audience for me.
Okay, that's great. So what are the kinds of things that you would say are going on? Like, what are the hot topics in real estate right now, other than the interest rate?
Well, I would say, the interest rate, the home price is going up so much.
Yeah, here in Georgia too, yeah, right?
And then, there's a lot of things with the lawsuit that was going on, that the buyers are not.
They don't have to pay the interest.
It's not
going to
pay. No, not the interest, the commission.
Sorry, the commission.
The commission. So
did that pass? Like the.
I guess they got a settlement. They went in a settlement, but then they haven't. It's not signed here in Georgia yet, but they are about in June. I think it's in June. It's going to take place.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how will that change your view about this profession?
Well, it's been always that way. I mean, it never changed. The seller has never been obligated to pay us a buyer commission, buyer's agent commission.
Okay.
It's never been obligated. It's just never, it helped them. You get people into the house. So it's a strategy that is being used forever. So I feel like everything, it comes to a change, it's a evolution, so to speak, right? Where just like Corona, when it came, Corona, there's so many things happen and then everything started going back to normal. So now we're seeing this, people talking, we're not, the buyer's agents, how they're going to get paid. They're going to work for free. I mean, nobody goes work for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a strategy. It's always negotiation. It's opportunity negotiation when you find your buyer, your seller. And it's just a mutual agreement. So, and it's always been that way. And I'm 100% sure that it's going to continue being the same way. So it's nothing to fear, I feel like.
Okay.
You know, as long as you know your audience, as you're doing your work,
mm-hmm.
marketing yourself, everybody's, you should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. I'll come back to you
You're welcome.
Shortly, but we're going to pivot to Cam of Social for Business. Cam is a video strategist, not to be mistaken with a videographer. He does videos differently. Cam, welcome. Tell us about what you do. Cam does our videos, by the way. If you follow us on social, all our cool videos are done by him. Cam, welcome.
Thank you, Lola, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So just to get started with that difference between a videographer and a video strategist. So a videographer is someone that you will pay some amount of money to shoot a video. So you usually tell them, hey, I need this video. You pay them. They shoot it. They edit it. They give it to you and off they go. As a video strategist myself, what I try to do is just to get as involved as possible with your business so I can put together a strategy with different types of videos that are going to help you achieve your goals, whatever those goals are, whether you want to increase your awareness on social media, if you want to hire people, if you want to shoot email marketing videos like the ones that we do for the Sandy Springs Chamber of Commerce, anything that you want, there's a video that you can use to achieve those goals. So that's basically what I do.
Yeah, but you not only shoot the videos, what's catchy, what's going to captivate the audience about how long the video needs to be, where you need to stand, what you need to wear, what the lighting needs to look like. And sometimes some of these videos, I'm like, I'm not going to do that, Cam. Like, that's so cheesy. But I have to tell you, the last two videos that we did, we got the most views we've ever gotten. So you definitely know what you're doing.
Yeah, so that's one of the things that people start doing video themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they think they have an idea of how it works, but they don't know how it actually works. So just to give you an idea of what I told you that day. So we usually start the videos for email marketing, like, hi, my name is Lola and I'm with Sandy Springs. And that's fine because that's email marketing. But when you're doing social media content, the first 5 to 10 seconds is the most important part of that video. So if you start that video with saying, hi, my name is Lola and this is what I do, you lost that opportunity, that window.
Nobody cares.
They don't care about, with all the, due respect, but they don't care who you are until you show them what is it that you have to offer.
Yes.
Like,
they want the value now.
Exactly.
Give me 5 things. That are going to help me right now.
Exactly. And then with social media content, I mean, people's attention span is like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So you got to grab their attention right off the get-go. And And that's what I do. I try to tell people, this is how you should start your videos. This is how we script the videos so they have more engagement and people stay till the end of the video.
Mm-hmm.
The longer they stay while they're watching your video, the better it's going to do the algorithm on social media platforms.
So who should call you? Like, who needs you?
Pretty much any business owner who wants to turn strangers into paying clients.
Mm.
That's the way I put it. So there hasn't been a better time to create video content for social media, because all of these platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, YouTube, they all want video content,
mm-hmm.
because it's just what keeps people engaged on mm-hmm. their platforms. The longer they can keep people on the platforms, the more they can charge to the advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a business owner and they need to get people to see their content, you know, to get that know, like, you trust you factor kind of thing, that's what we want.
Okay, that makes sense. I know there's been a lot of stuff in the news lately about TikTok being mm-hmm. banned. And I see people are protesting saying, you know, this is going to be my livelihood, you're taking away and this and this and that. Like, how do you feel about that? Like, does that affect you in any way?
It doesn't, because there's a lot of platforms that you can always post in. So it's not like if you are someone who has older content on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
that might affect you. Now,
right.
mind you, the CEO of TikTok said, we're not going anywhere.
Oh, so, okay.
And he sounded very sure of it.
So really?
I don't know where that's going. But that's one of the things that we tell our clients, is like, always try to just build a list of emails.
Okay. Because yes.
If you're relying on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok, and for whatever reason your account gets banned
mm-hmm.
or it gets suspended or TikTok gets canceled,
like, then you lose everything.
Exactly.
So have multiple advertising.
So if you have an email list, that's something that you're always going to be able to control,
mm-hmm.
and you can always send like email marketing videos and email campaigns to that audience. So it's very important to keep those emails.
Okay. Well, let's talk together. I mean, I know Joanna, realtors use videos a lot. They use videos for marketing the property and then even marketing themselves. Like, I've seen so many videos, whether it's on LinkedIn or Instagram or wherever, where, you know, they're giving tips and, you know, about real estate and whatever it is. You know, how do you feel like you and Cam could work together? Or, like, you know, what are some things that you can, you know, offer to Cam? Like, I always try and see how we can all work together, because at the end of the day, this is a chamber and, you know, we're all members and, you know, the objective is to help each other. So.
Well, definitely. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to be a secret agent, you know, we have to market ourselves, go out there and just, you know, show the best part of us, you know,
right.
like who we are. There's not what we do, but how we do it, you
mm-hmm.
know. People wanted to get to know us and kind of build a relationship. And the more you market yourself through video, social media, I feel like people feel like they know you.
Yes.
They know you more.
Yeah.
And it's not to make it all about the business, because really, in reality, people don't really care so much. I mean, like, okay, you're bragging a lot now, you know. They wanted to know you. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
What's your value? What the value you bring for them?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care so much about my life or anybody's life, you know. So I feel like we can, the best way of helping, you know, for me, I need definitely sometimes like the, you know, guidance of what the strategy is, because
it's constantly changing. This week, this hashtag might be the one, or this keyword might be what you're supposed to use.
Yeah.
And then next week, it's something else. So it's good to have someone to guide you, like you said.
Exactly. Like a couple of days, I learned about the thread,
mm-hmm.
thread, something like that. I mean, like,
threads?
Yeah, threads. I'm like, what is that? Like, what does that do? I mean, another thing, you know, another app, and it keeps going. So it's like,
and you have to be there. You have to have a presence everywhere.
Absolutely. So definitely that would be the benefit for me from Calm would be, what's coming up? What was
mm-hmm.
new? What's trending? How can I present myself? How can I be less boring?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you cannot be, like you say, when you say, oh, my name is Joanna. I mean, really, your name is on the top of your page. You don't really need to say your name. most likely they already know you. Exactly. So it's just, how can I start? What's the best word? The catchy word?
Yeah.
So yeah, I need sometimes ideas for that. It's yeah. just hard.
Like you would think someone looking for a property, they want to know, okay, where is the best school district, mm-hmm. right? If they have kids.
Yeah.
That helps them to determine where they want to live. So maybe tips on schools, you know, or just a video on, hey, a list of yeah. 1 to 10 here are the schools in Georgia, for instance, and here's how they rank.
Usually as a realtor, we are not allowed to kind of steer our clients to certain area.
That's really?
Just, yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, we're not allowed. Yeah, you're not allowed to steer people to stay in certain area.
Interesting.
So what I would do, though, I will give them the website where they can go and do their due diligence, their research.
Interesting.
They got to go and they find, same thing with crime. I cannot tell them, okay, you cannot go to this certain area because it's not, I'm not. That's just not.
That's a good thing for us to know.
No, no, for us, yeah.
Okay.
So we usually, but we can, you know, give them the sources. You can find yourself and then you can make a judgment for yourself, you know.
Okay.
And they tell us what to do. I mean, so that's different. He's hiring me to help them find their job, their home. But I cannot steer them in any directions at all. So, oh, yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. But I'm sure Cam knows how to get around all of that and how to, you know, other ways that are legal and ethical for you to.
Exactly. As long as it's within the parameters, yes. you know, legal, then it's not going to affect my license and mm-hmm. stuff or get me in trouble. For sure.
Okay.
That's something that I'll be open to. True.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
So that's something that we've talked to. We've worked with, I mean, I don't know how many realtors in the Atlanta area. There's been a lot of them. And that's something that comes up. Like when we tell them, okay, let's do a video about crimes in, you know, like different school districts. And they always say that. Not allowed to say that because like Joanna just said it, you cannot tell them where to go. Like you're going to help them find the house, but not tell them exactly where to buy. So like Joanna mentioned, there's things that you can say like in the first few seconds of the video. Are you thinking about relocating to Georgia or Atlanta specifically? Here are a couple of resources or websites that you should check, and then you can do some due diligence, you know, just do some research. And that's going to help people. So what we want with these videos is for people to like them, comment mm-hmm. on them,
engage.
Share them or save them.
Yeah.
That's what's going to tell the algorithm, okay, there's something good in here.
Mm-hmm. People like it.
Let's show this to more people.
Yeah.
So that is it. And going back to the threats that Joanna was saying and that you were saying, like you have to be everywhere. One thing that I tell people is like, don't try to be everywhere. Just
really?
Pick a couple of platforms
mm-hmm.
and just be really good
really
at those.
Really active there. Okay.
Because
yeah.
if you want to be active on Twitter, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, I mean, you need to have a huge marketing team.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And every platform needs some type of different content. And the format is different. So just pick a couple, master those. And once you grow in those platforms, then you can try to, you know, just segue into other platforms.
Yeah, because like you got, as a realtors, we got to use each platform as a source of, you know, like follow up as well. We cannot just have we have to have a purpose behind each video, whatever we are promoting. We got to have a strategy so we can follow up with possible clients, you know, and stay very in top of mind for the people that we are in touch with them in a daily basis. So it's not just like, oh, I post a video and that'll do it. No, you got to also comment on people, follow up, like send a text message and, hey, how's it going? You know, just keep that relationship going because at the end of the day, it's not how much why you say. It's just the relationship
that
you're trying to build. What really makes, because you really don't know. People don't, right now, so many people don't need a home. But things change the next day or next week.
Maybe it's their neighbor. Maybe it's somebody else.
So
yeah.
That's why we really has to be, you know, on top of mind of, you know, for them whenever they need, they're ready.
You want to be that person. When they need that service, you want them to think, Joanna, I just saw her yesterday online talking about real estate or something. I get it. That makes sense.
And it's the same thing with email marketing. So a lot of people say like email marketing is not as effective because people are getting hundreds of emails every single day. But going back to what you just said, when you get to that point, like, hey, I need to buy a house, or I know someone who needs to buy a house. Hey, this girl, Joanna, has been hitting my email every single day. I might not read all of her emails, but I know she's
out there. But I know she's out there and she's doing it every day. Exactly. So
you're like top of mind.
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's the goal. And Cam certainly makes sure that you're top of mind, whatever industry you're in. Wow. Well, this has been a great conversation. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. With that, we're going to close out the show. Again, I'd like to thank Corp Care for being the sponsor. And I'd like to thank you, Cam, for sharing all of your information about social media strategies. And thank you personally for what you do for this chamber. And Joanna, thank you for all that you do in the community and all you're doing with real estate. We're really happy that you came to share. Yeah, your websites. Give us your websites and how can people contact you?
Okay, so yeah, my website, it's joannastanley.com.
Okay.
And my social media, I don't know, do you have a way to share it?
We will share it in the email, but go ahead and say it for those that are listening.
Joanna Stanley GA Realtor. That will be my Instagram.
Okay.
And for my Joanna Stanley Realtor, GA Realtor, it's for my Facebook as well.
Okay.
And my phone number, 203-687-9038. I know it's from Connecticut. And a lot of people is like...
you're going to have to get a 404 or 770 or 678, something.
I don't want it. I can't because then I will lose all, you know, like the people that already know me. You know that. So it's like, I feel like that's more, is, you know, how do you say it's like it's, they already know me. That's my story. I don't want it, you know, change it unless I have to. But I mean, it works so far. It's been working. So I'm going to keep the 203.
Or you can
number.
Get a second phone and slowly transition into the 404.
Maybe. I just feel like, you know, it's funny because my mom, I don't know why she has two phones. And I'm always like, what? You think you're pressing it or something? Why do you have so many phones?
They have apps like, now where you can have a whole nother line.
I guess so. I don't know. I have to think about that.
Yeah.
There's Google Voice. Yes. That's a way to, you can get a phone number and it's free.
Yeah. See, the thing is like, I feel like this for us as a realtor, we have so much to handle. And platforms and stuff. Like, I feel like my direct phone number is the best way for me to stay in communication with my clients. I know for a fact that I'm going to reply and, you know, like reach back to them if I missed a phone call. So that's why for me, like, it don't bother me. Like, call them later. If I can pick up at the time, I will do it. So it just, I need to have that, maybe that control.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's all right.
That's fine.
Thank
Cam,
you.
Cam, how can our listeners reach you?
So I'm on Instagram at my handle is at mysocial4biz. So that's going to be the number 4.
Okay.
B-I-Z. So it's the short form for business. And my website's mysocial4business.com.
All right. Thank you. Again, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Corp Care, for supporting this podcast. And to our listeners, if you're interested in becoming a chamber member or have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Stay tuned for our future episodes where we'll continue to shed light on our chamber members' businesses and create opportunities for growth and collaboration. Until then, stay connected and stay well.